Hi, and thank you so much for joining me today. This is your host, psychic medium Antoinette Zaleski, with the Enchantment Hour. Next month, please join me for my upcoming guest on BBS radio show. For June 3rd, I have special guest Amy Toy. She's an angel practitioner. And on June 17th, Michael Schwartz. Also, look forward to my revised website. I am Antoinette Zaleski. Yes, that's right. My website is going to be revised, and it's going to be done finally at the end of this month. It's been taking me forever to get it done, but as you know, with teenage children, everything can fall apart or it can be really good. But anyways, don't forget that at the end of this month, it's going to be revised, www.mediumantoinette.com. Today, I have my special guest. Her name is Lauren Napa. Before I introduce her, let me just tell you a little bit about her bio, and then we can introduce her. Again, I want to thank all my viewers that come here and that listen to my show, The Enchantment Hour, that airs Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, Lauren Napa is a paranormal and sci-fi author and has written for Fate Magazine. She has given interviews to YFN Radio and affiliates 1460 AM with talk show host Dr. Linda Salvin. Ms. Napa is a Phi Theta Kappa recipient in health services, in which she studied pathophysiology and earned the president honor roll at Santa Barbara College. She is the author of the upcoming Codex series on Atlantis, which is based on her personal experience of numerous past life regressions. Her first introduction in the world of past life regression was with Dr. Brian West, world-renowned psychiatrist and past life regression expert. During these hypnosis sessions, she vividly recalls the catalytic demise of Atlantis, charades of debauchery, sexual deviations, and corruption caused by giants who came from another world to suddenly embed themselves in Earth. This extended still pervade. She currently resides in the Antelope Valley in Southern California. I have never been to California. I need to go visit there. Comments or questions can be emailed to Lauren at laurennapa@gmail.com. And please let us welcome Miss Lauren Napa. Lauren?
Good morning, Antoinette. Good morning, everyone.
Thank you so much for
the opportunity.
I'm sorry?
Thank you for the opportunity to let me share my experiences with everyone.
Well, I'm so excited. I'm very excited to hear about all the interesting things that your journey of life has accomplished you so far. So if you don't mind me asking you some certain questions, I hope you don't mind. But the first question is, I was wondering if you can just tell us a little bit about yourself and how you established yourself and how you got where you are today.
I currently am a Eucharistic minister in the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh, okay.
And I had always been interested in the genesis of man. So I am an avid bookworm, and I wanted to explore these origins, which took me to the Bible, took me to Zacharias Sitchin. I gleaned a lot of information, and then I surmised that there are crossroads that cannot be explained, and since I have a background in pathophysiology,
mm-hmm.
that's the study of disease and cellular structure.
Okay.
So what I did was, being that I am so, I can be very pragmatic in my studies,
mm-hmm.
but I also have that spiritual side. I knew that there was something very much missing. So I decided, I had always believed in reincarnation. So I took several symposium classes under the guidance of Dr. Brian Weiss, and we all know that he is an Ivy League trained psychiatrist. So when I went there and I underwent hypnosis the very first time, I was taken under hypnosis. I was very, very surprised. I literally had a panic attack because the images were so vivid. I did not know what was happening to me, so I had to be grounded. So, it was a very terrifying experience, but I wanted to pursue because of my educational background.
Well, yes, that actually makes sense. I mean, you have the study of cellular structures and diseases, so that would make sense. Like, wow, this is kind of interesting and very intriguing. I need to go further with this and see where this leads.
Yes.
Very intriguing.
Yes, during this hypnosis session, we underwent another hypnosis session in which my partner had to ground me. That was my partner who was guiding me also through the hypnotic experience. And he had to ground me first, then you go under.
Okay.
When I went through the selection, Dr. Weiss lets you make a selection of these doors that you are to go through. When I made my selection and I came out into where the regression, wherever that age was,
mm-hmm.
I knew that I was in Atlantis.
Okay.
I felt I was being pummeled with these very, very hot stones. At first, you don't really, everything is going on. You don't really understand what's happening to you. I was being pummeled with hot stones. I looked down, and I saw that I was pregnant. And I could feel myself crying for my husband.
Huh.
And you're undergoing this regression, but also, you, even though you're under hypnosis, you are cognizant that you are you.
Yeah,
it's very strange. And the thing that I noted, I remember saying to myself, "Okay, walk down the streets, take everything in. Take deep breaths, oxygenate yourselves, take deep breaths." I saw these giants, which I believe the Bible references as the Nephilim.
Huh, interesting.
They were huge. And Antoinette, they were grotesque looking. They frightened me so much as I was walking through. They saw that I was pregnant, so I wasn't fair game to them. But being that it looked like I was in a volcanic eruption, and they were just walking the streets. They had, what I can say was, it looked like eyes coming out of different parts of their body and parts of, like, animals would surface and then go underneath. That's the best I could describe it.
Okay.
I saw that they were going by and making a sweep of maybe perhaps some food. They were picking up animals on the way. This was just one of the times that I was regressed. Several other times that I
well, if you don't mind me asking, before we go into the past life regressions, I'm really, really interested in the story. I mean, not the story of your regressions with Dr. Weiss, excuse me. But I would like to go, before we go into more in depth about that, I would like to know, I read on your bio that you're a paranormal and sci-fi writer. What areas of expertise do you write for Fate magazine?
Oh, I wrote some short stories on hauntings on the Gold Coast of California, in particular, the Ventura coastline.
Oh, okay.
One of these stories I wrote had happened to me, and in particular, this spirit saved my life.
Now, these stories that you wrote for Fate magazines, these are personal stories, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and these stories are based on, did you say hunting? I'm sorry, excuse me.
Hauntings.
Hauntings. I'm sorry.
Hauntings.
Okay.
On the Gold Coast of California.
Okay.
And they are personal. They are personal and true stories.
Oh, interesting. You want to go into a little bit more detail about that, or?
Absolutely. I can elaborate on that for you.
Cool.
I was coming home from a police concert. Do you remember the Police, the rock band The Police?
Yep.
I was on my way to Santa Barbara. It was after the concert. I was on my way. I was very tired, and I kept drifting off. I kept nodding, and I thought I'd better pull over and get some iced tea or a caffeinated beverage. So I pulled over. I drank some. I thought, okay, I'll get back on the road. I was on Highway 101, which goes alongside the Pacific Ocean, the Gold Coast of California.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look out to your left, there is the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
And that's a very wild, it's very, very wild.
I've heard lots of people having very, very interesting experiences in California on certain highways of past life experiences and hauntings as well.
That is correct. There were a lot of shipwrecks by the Spaniards, the English, and a lot of those spirits come and they haunt along the coastline.
Mm-hmm.
Being that this was maybe about 1:30 in the morning, I got back on the road. I was right alongside. To the left of me is the Pacific Ocean. To the right are cliffs. Arrowing cliff. I'm going north on 101. I start nodding again. As I closed my eyes, I looked down. My head was starting to drop, and I looked down. Superimposed on my hands, I saw it looked like the hands of a woman. They were going right over, and I felt them grip the wheel. And it frightened me, and it immediately woke me up.
Yeah.
And I could feel my heart racing. And I thought, I thought I was hallucinating because I was so tired.
Yeah.
And I kept driving, and I kept looking around, and I nodded again. It happened maybe 5 or 6 times. The whole time, it would frighten me.
And, I think that would frighten anybody.
Time,
I mean, to nod off a couple of times and then to have that experience with a spirit, you know, keeping you back on track, I think that's very, that would be scary for anybody.
Yes, yes. And as soon as I was guided out of that area, the spirit dissipated. By then, I was well awake. So then I did some research on that, and then I knew there are many, many spirits, good and bad, that are along that highway. I am reluctant to, even though I was very grateful that the spirit was there to save my life, mm-hmm. I am also reluctant to travel that stretch of the highway in the evening, because that is not the first time that has happened to me.
Okay.
And there are other people who say they've pulled over, or when they're walking along the beach right as the sun dips, there are many, many spirits. There are pirates. There are good spirits. There are women who have come because their time, they were taken too soon. But I was lucky to have been with one who saved my life. And from that experience, I felt I am here to share on reincarnation, give my input on the genesis of man. I'm here to help and give support and give knowledge to the populace. Who do believe?
Mm-hmm.
in this other genesis of man.
Interesting.
So that was one of my experiences.
So how many articles do you have on Fate magazines? Was there numerous, or was it just one or two that you submitted to Fate magazine?
This was one. I have another one in the making, another past life experience. And I can share a little bit of this one if
you'd
like
me
to. Okay. This other, which is I'm about to submit, is about a Roman soldier who, since the age of maybe, I would say I must have been about 13 years old, who comes to see me quite frequently. And I used to
now
tell my
Roman
mother, and she thought,
you are off your rocker.
You're hallucinating. But I could see him. He comes through my window, and he's trying to reach me, and he's in full regalia.
As I
became older, I realized he's trying to reach me. It's almost like he's trying to connect with me, because I feel that either he's either a Roman soldier or from Atlantis, and he is trying to let me know, I am here, but I couldn't reach you. I just can't reach you.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on, and what the rest of my short story about is, many times your former lovers, your former
mm-hmm.
partners will come to you right in the twilight of sleep or in a dream state. They will come to you with messages, and they will come to you to let you know, they're trying to let you know, I am incarnated in, or you should look to this avenue to find me. Things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
I know what he looks like, and I have since connected with him.
And this is
one of your
possible soulmates, or someone that you were reincarnating with back in the Roman times. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Interesting. Now, you don't have any other experience with past life regressions except with this time that you're speaking about now, and also with Dr. Weiss.
No, I have Atlantis, Sumeria.
No. What I'm saying is, like, you have no, you didn't take any classes or anything. I just want the viewers to know that this experience is happening to you, is a past life regression that is happening to you, and all the situations that's going on. That's what I'm asking. That's why I'm asking the question.
No, I have had no formal training in past life regression or hypnosis.
Okay.
Since
going
to doctor,
you know, the viewers to know, and also for the viewers to know that past life regression, they probably heard me say this numerous times on my show, that this summer I'm going to be completing my series in my past life regression as well. So hopefully, yay, by this fall I'll be able to do past life regression, because I've always believed in past lives since I was 8 years old. And, you know, I was raised Catholic, and my mom was like, we don't reincarnate. And I'm like, yes, we do. We come back. And, you know, I find it very interesting as myself, as a psychic medium, of all this stuff. And, you know, I had lots of people come on my show with different topics, and, you know, I find it very intriguing how different people in different lives have different things that happen to them, and I find your story very intriguing, and I'm very interested in learning more about Atlantis, and, you know, more of the aggression. So I just want our viewers to know that I'm here today with Miss Lauren Napa. So before we continue with the aggressions, just for the viewers to know, because some people don't, you know, are not familiar with it, who Dr. Weiss is, if you could explain who he is a little bit.
Dr. Weiss is a psychiatrist who is, he's Ivy League trained, Harvard, and he first went into practice to treat phobias. He's the author of Many Lives, Many Masters. And when he was treating the phobia of a particular patient, he took her back to fine-tune where her, I believe it was a fear of flying, where that emanated from. When he took her back, she went into a previous life, and he didn't understand it because he's trained, and usually a lot of physicians, they poo-poo that, and he was absolutely perplexed. When he brought her back, she revealed things to him about his son that nobody knew about, the death of his son in particulars,
mm-hmm.
on the disease and things of that sort. And he was absolutely intrigued. So then he began his research and studies into this.
Okay.
And that is how his past life regression, specializing in hypnosis. And he does have a website.
Okay, is he still alive today? Yes?
Yes, he is. Absolutely. And he does do cruises. For people who are interested, you can take a cruise with Dr. Weiss and other of similar minded, like-minded people.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a website, and he does teach seminars all over the country. And he
will
do groups and one-on-one.
Okay.
Fascinating. He also trains therapists and psychologists. In past life regression hypnosis.
Okay.
He trains them so that you can take people back.
Like I was just saying, I am planning on doing it this summer. I'm going to take a 12-week course, and hopefully I'll be done by this fall, because I kind of want to entwine that with my business that I have, and I've always been intrigued by that, and I find it very interesting that we can actually, you know, that goes back to a lot of things there, but a lot of people, a lot of scientific, I should say, scholars, believe that when you pass on and those memories that you have when you die, because, you know, I'm a medium, they'll say, oh, no, it's just, you know, some of your memories, cell memories in your brain. And it's like, no, it's because your body's actually going to the other side. And, you know, I think more and more the scholar scientific, like the psychiatrists and the psychologists, are coming out actually more and saying, yes, these have been documented. These are how many cases do we have? And it's actually proven that it's just more than, you know, you're just dying and your brain's just dying. It's actually more. It's more of a spiritual thing that's going on in your body when you do pass away. So, I mean, I'm totally for it. I mean, I believe that we all have had past lives. And I believe that actually, I don't know if you concur with this, but I believe that people that you meet now and you have that deja vu feeling, I feel it's someone from your past. What do you think about that?
Yes, absolutely. That is, and many times there are entities here on Earth that they can't recognize. You know, the deja vu, the little deja vu gene, I want to say, is not there, but that's when the spirits, they will come to you in dreams or something will be revealed to you. You'll see a sign or there will be something on the internet that will remind you of something. They're trying to get a message to you. I'm here. I'm across town or go to this particular place or go to this fair. A lot of times if you read into it, if you take the time to meditate and
mm-hmm.
focus your mind, and
mm-hmm.
you being a medium, I'm not a medium, but you, since you are so heightened and enlightened to this, you know what I'm talking about when I say you walk down the street and you'll see somebody, it's almost as if you were guided. Oh, I'll just take this street, or I'll go for a walk and go down this street.
Mm-hmm.
Many times your soulmate is trying to reach you, and they don't know how to speak to you other than pictures.
Yep, true. I mean, I work in all levels, and I do know, I mean, that for an example, too, like, you know, if you're late to go in your car, and you notice, oh, I'm late. You know, I'm like a half an hour late. But that half an hour is because maybe something traumatic happened and you weren't supposed to be there. I believe things happen for a reason, and I think when we meet specific people, it's for a reason, too. And I believe that, you know, it's for a reason, but it's also past life. I just believe all of it comes together, and I believe everybody's on a different spiritual heightened, a different realm than others, and people, you know, are more in tuned, you know, are more focused, and exactly like you said, if you meditate, meditation is not really hard to do. It's just trying to calm your mind and your body to do that, and once you do, it's a totally different level of, oh, I can't even explain it. It's like you're floating, but you're actually there, and like your brain is somewhere else, and all these magical things happen to you when you meditate. So I do recommend to the viewers who are listening to meditate. It's not hard to do. It's just finding the time and peace and quiet to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Speaking of magical things, you reminded me of something that happened to me in New Zealand. And I had hit a writer's block in this novel that I'm currently penning on Atlantis. And I went to this beach. It was deserted. And I noticed, I was walking along the sand, and I noticed, right on the shore, I noticed there were no shells. And I thought, oh, that's very unusual. And as I was walking, I was looking down, just trying to focus and trying to come up with, you know, trying to break the bus of this block I had. Then all of a sudden, I felt something at my feet, like dancing around. Very strange. I looked down, a beautiful spiraled green shell at my
feet. Oh, wow.
I looked at that. Oh, a gift from Neptune. I picked it up. I looked at it. It was exquisite. Something told me, hold it to your ear, because as a child, I would hold shells to my ear.
Mm-hmm.
And my parents would sometimes say, oh, sometimes somebody will speak to you. They'll whisper things. I lifted it up, held it to my ear, and I could hear the letter M. M is in Mark. And I thought, that's very strange. 2 months later, I met a very significant other, and his initial is M.
Hmm.
So this is one of the magical things. You reminded me of that. And ever since I had the regression, and I'm not trained in this, I am absolutely not trained. I am just a green stick when it came to this, an absolute greenie. But ever since I was regressed and hypnotized, these portals have opened up for me.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot by my clients, actually, that I work with, and also people that I have come on my show. They said, you know, a lot of near-death experience people have told me about, a lot of them, too. And a lot of them says, you know, I never had anything before this. I never had any, you know, reminiscence of this or that. And they said when this happens, it's like something, like a new door opens for them. And I find that very intriguing. And I think that your story today is amazing. I'm very intrigued. And so I'm curious, actually. So why did you go to New Zealand? Just because you wanted to go there? Or I know you said because you had a writer's block. And I apologize if I sound kind of nasally. I'm originally from Boston, but I'm all congested with my allergies. So if I sound like, you know, Snooky or something, It's not that I'm really trying to. It's just I'm all congested in my nose. So I apologize to all my viewers out there.
No worries. No worries. I was in a long-distance relationship with a kid.
Oh, okay.
And I went there to break the writer's block, but also to visit him. It didn't work out, but I did get my little magic sign from the universe saying this was not to be. Incidentally, my writer's block was broken. I finished the rest of my novel, and I went on to meet my significant other. connection.
Yes, and this is your husband
everything...
now today?
Pardon?
Is this your husband today?
No, this is my significant other, who I hope one day will be my husband.
Okay.
But something interesting that I have to say on a note for you, Antoinette.
Uh-huh.
When in my book, one of the major focuses is, and I'll tell you, it parallels your interests. And I when I went on your website, I love following you because you're into plants and herbs and medicinal healings.
I mentioned all that, and I have this huge thing of, like, you know, I've always been into, like, shamanism. I've always been into herbalology. I've always been into aromatherapies. I've always been into just doing things naturally. And as I'm getting older and I have, you know, certain problems with me health-wise, I try to find different things to try to for my body and stuff, because I'm overweight because I have PCOS, which everybody probably doesn't know, but it's polycystic ovary syndrome. And I'm trying different ways of adding new natural foods. There's tons of foods that help with inflammation and stuff like that. So I try to teach other people, you can have a healthy life and eat healthy, but you can also in moderate have, your sweets and stuff. But I try to teach people there's different routes to go and different ways of living healthier and, like a naturopathic and just different things like that. And I think it's great that all these people are coming more into society because, many, many years ago they were like, what is this stuff, And now it seems like everybody's getting a grasp of it. And thank you very much for saying that.
Yes, and the thing I wanted to tell you was, in my book, that was the medicine that the Atlanteans practiced.
Oh, okay.
It was nothing but that, and it is in my book, and one of the characters, her name is Embla Lissa. That was the name that I heard them call her during one of my regressions, and she was a high priestess who practiced this. The only people in Atlantis that were allowed to practice, herbal and plant medicine and things of that sort were the queens and the high priestesses. You had to have been of that lineage. And when I saw all of the wonderful articles and the things that you post on Facebook and I said, oh my goodness, she is a fellow Atlantean. It's coming through. It's just coming through.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. It astounded me. Because the other interviews, I've never seen anybody practice that. And I thought she certainly is. Everything she's saying, the way she uses the herbs and the plants and her positive, I thought she was either a queen or a high priestess because of your knowledge and how much you're enlightened in being a medium.
Yeah, I try to.
I have true admiration for that.
Well, thank you. It's very interesting. I'm sure you're not aware of this, but I lived in Europe for 6 years because my husband is in the military, in the Air Force, and me and my family have had the privilege of living overseas. And we lived in England for 3, and then we lived in Germany for 3, and I have to tell you this. When we went to England, I was like, I absolutely loved it. And I was like, I wonder if I have a connection with Ireland. So we went to Ireland, and I was like, nah, it's beautiful. I just don't feel like I'm home. Then I went to Wales 3 times, and I think I have a thing with Wales. I don't know about you, but I've noticed a lot of people that if they go certain places, they're like, I've been here before, or this feels familiar with me. And I have to say, I think Wales is a place that I probably had a past life, is in Wales.
Wales?
Mm-hmm.
Those are the Celtic. Are they descendants of the ancient Celtic people?
Yes.
In Wales? Let me tell you something interesting about that, because My ancestry is Basque. The Basque region, mm-hmm. you know, a thousand years ago was settled by the Celtic people who mixed with the French and the Mediterranean people.
Yes.
But the Celtic people in that area, they are direct descendants of the people of Atlantis. I just want to share that with you.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, what nationality is your family, if I may ask?
We're Basque. I'm Basque.
Okay.
Spanish and Mexican.
Okay. You know, what's very intriguing about that is that I also do my family genealogy, and I've been doing that for, like, the past 18 years. And before, you know, the internet came along, you know, I was sitting there writing to everybody, you know, this is my family. Well, anyways, now they came out on Ancestry.com, because that's where I go through and other places, too. I decided to do a DNA test, because my mom's family is French and English, and my dad's family is Italian and Blackfoot Native American. That's just on the surface. So I'm like, oh, I'll take a DNA test to see if I have any more Native American or if it's going to show up. Oh, heck no. It came back, and I was flabbergasted. I was like, what? This ain't for mine. It came back with 40% Scandinavian, 31% Eastern European, 12% Southern European, and 7% Turkish, and I think it was 4% unknown. I'm going, wow. I was like, huh? And I'm looking at my husband going, how is that possible? He's like, well, the Vikings conquered everywhere. And I'm like, well, that makes sense, but Eastern European. So I'm thinking they must have came from Eastern European, went into the Vikings, then into the English and the French. And I'm going, okay, I knew about the Turkish and the Roman Italians because, you know, they entwined. But I'm going Eastern European and Scandinavian. It's very intriguing. I recommend if you can get a DNA and it will show up and you'll be like, what? I was so shocked like a month going, I don't understand how this is. I don't understand. I thought it was this and that. And it's very intriguing to me to find out that your ancestors like 2,000 years ago came from different places than you originally thought they came from.
But you have those very pretty and finite Eastern European, which are basically the Scandinavians. You have that very fine, delicate beauty to your face, the pretty fine eyes and things, because I always study. Well, me being the pragmatic, study the molecular structure of things, you know, and I noticed that, and I thought, she's very pretty. I bet you she... I knew that you had the very northern European look, and they're fine. Your features are very, very fine, almost like porcelain type in your eyes and your nose. So I knew, but then I saw the things that you posted, then I knew she is really an incarnate from Atlantis, and her people settled there, and the soul followed her. And which is why I probably crossed roads with you.
Yeah, I think everybody is, you know, we meet everybody for a reason. And, you know, that's what I solely believe. And, you know, like I was telling you earlier, my mom, she's like, we're not reincarnated. And I'm like, yeah, we are. And I always think that. I think everybody you meet for a reason. Mm-hmm. If it's just to be there for a few or if it's not. And I do believe people do have soulmates and twin flames and all that. And I believe that. I've always have.
Yes.
It's, you know, the whole thing, you know, my kids are young, my kids are growing up, and actually my oldest just moved out. You know, and I tell them all the time, you're going to meet people, you're going to be like, wow, you seem familiar. And, you know, they know how I work, and, you know, they're kind of like my mom's cute girl, you know, because they're like, don't tell my friends, you know how teenagers are, don't tell my friends that you're a psychic medium, you know. They don't want to be around the psycho mom or something. But but thank you very much. I do agree with you. I found you very interesting. And I find that what you're doing is getting the word out there about Atlantis. Because, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know about Atlantis. So that's my next question is, before I go to the one that I was going to ask you. So what intrigued you to go to Dr. Weiss?
The dreams of the recurring dreams of this gladiator that came to me quite frequently. At different times, I'd see him crying. I'd see him reaching out to me, and I thought I was going bananas for a while because this had been going on since I was very young, 13. I was very young, and it really scared me, and I thought maybe this is a phobia. I should be treated. But then again, I started reading. I was always fascinated with Edgar Cayce. So I would read a lot, and he was a very big proponent of reincarnation.
Yep.
And then I thought, perhaps this person is trying to reach me. I know he's trying to tell me something. So when I saw one of my I call her my surrogate mother because my mother's been long gone.
And well, I'm sorry to hear about that.
She gave me the book on... the book, Many Lives, Many Masters, by Dr. Brian Weiss. I read it, and I was just blown away. And I thought, there are a lot of things in here that I can relate to, but I am not familiar with hypnosis or anything of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
So when I saw that he was going to be in town, he was here in Marina Del Rey, I thought, I have got to see him. I am so glad I went because I've been to, I will follow him out from Southern California to Northern California to Central California. It is so well worth it. And he does have tools of CDs where you can learn the art of self-hypnosis. And now I practice self-hypnosis. And this is helping me with my book.
Well, very good. So, what I was going to say is that if it's helping you, maybe eventually down the road, just a suggestion, maybe you should get and become a practitioner hypnosis, past life.
I have thought of that. But I'm having so much fun.
You're having so much fun. You're having so much fun saying where I'm going. You know, I understand. No, yeah. I understand what you're talking about.
This isn't the only place I've gone to. I mean, I've gone back where in the 50s. I've gone back to merry old England. You know, at certain times. My favorite are the ancient ones, but it is. Now I'm to the point where I can walk in people's homes, you know, in ancient times, I could see exactly what they look like. As soon as I wake up, I jot everything down. I've walked in, excuse my French, everyone, I've walked in bedrooms of people, you know, doing the do. I've walked in beautiful gardens. I've walked in where the debauchery has taken place, treachery. My book is very similar in the genre of Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Along that, because of the things that I have seen.
Okay.
And I'm going to write a series on everything that I've seen, and it is fascinating. I think, you did that? You did that to her? You did that to him? It's just, it's so entertaining. And I've often thought of becoming a practitioner, but I think my calling is writing. I love it.
Well, good for you.
I will go to you so that you can hypnotize me, Andrew.
Well, thanks.
Because I feel that I probably, even though I can do the self-hypnosis, I sometimes prefer to be guided by experts such as you or Dr. Weiss. Because I can get more out of it. Because sometimes I have a little difficulty grounding myself because it's so vivid where you go into. And a lot of times I have to go back. Dr. Weiss says that when he first hypnotizes you, he takes you to a garden where either your companion or your spirit guide or your guardian angel, in our case, I'm Roman Catholic. So where your guardian angel sits there in the garden and waits for you, and I have to be grounded when I'm in that garden because I tend to panic because everything is so real.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you're alive.
Yeah,
it's like
no, I agree.
Up. real time.
I've never been hypnosis, people. I don't know. I'd probably be like waking up going, am I still in that or am I still? I don't know. My fear is that if I go, like, I don't know if I would be go under. But then I'm thinking I probably would because I'm, you know, if someone really hypnosed me the right way, I'd probably be like out like in 2 seconds. But my fear is like coming back and still being in that kind of, oh, I wouldn't want to say like that dream state. You know what I'm saying? Like that still like, oh, you know, like when you be in hypnosis, like coming back and remembering everything and staying in there and not moving forward into the future and stuff and into the present. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. That's why I tended the very first time I was taken under, they didn't ground me. I'm the type of person, I need to be grounded. And when I say grounded, when he first takes you under, he'll say, you know, you meet your spirit guide or your guardian angel in that garden, and they literally take your hand, and he asks you to select these beautiful, magnificent golden doors, and you go through the one that you want to go through. Well, when I first went through one, I know I was in Atlantis, and that's when the ash, the you know, the pumice stones, and they were hot, and they were hitting me. They were hitting my head, my arms, and I was in fear, and I was crying, and I was choking because there was you know, the ash cloud all over, and that's what panicked me. And he said, while you're under, he said, if you start feeling panic, you raise your left hand. Well, I raised my left hand, so they had to bring me out of it because I was panicking. Then I told them, you know, I just panicked. So the next time, he said, the next time you're the type of person, you need to be grounded. So when you, the next time you go under, when they take you in the garden, he says, imagine yourself sitting in this beautiful chair, and there are these straps, very calming straps, on your feet, on your legs, and your guardian angel is there, and they won't let you go anywhere. You will be protected. You will not go anywhere. You are totally protected. Then you can go through. And that's how I have to do it. Because you're afraid, you won't come back. Yeah, that's what happened to me. So you raise your hand because you're conscious of your the guide's voice, but you're also it is just so real that if you tend to, you know, and if you have a very good imagination or you have very good visualization, it can be very frightening.
Even when I do meditation, I have to make sure that I ground myself, and then I connect with my animal totems, and then I go into my meditation. But I just find it intriguing. So, because we got 10 more minutes of the show, and I want to go a little bit into your book. And actually, before I do that, I would like for you, if you could tell the viewers what Atlantis is, because some people don't, and I just want you to verify what it is. Atlantis is? Because some people might not know what it is.
Oh, okay. Atlantis is, well, some people say a mythological island that existed, and Plato wrote about it. He documented this, and he told some of his friends thousands of years ago about this island that existed that suffered an apocalypse, and it sank into the ocean. He said it was beyond the Pillars of Hercules. As we all know, that lies in the area of the Strait of Gibraltar. He said that it was named Atlantis after the Atlantic Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that it suffered a cataclysmic earthquake, and it sank. Some people were able to escape, and they escaped to the Celtic region. They escaped to the Yucatan in Mexico, and a lot of them escaped to Spain. They went through the Straits of Gibraltar and settled in Spain. And many people say that this island never existed, but it did. And people who believe in reincarnation, a lot of the Genesis say, people say that mankind started in some ancient Sumeria, but this goes beyond ancient Sumeria. Atlantis came before the Sumerians. And from what I've seen in my incarnations, this is where the birth of man took place, in Atlantis.
Okay, what year do you think it started out?
I would say it was, I want to say, 10,000 years ago.
Oh, wow, that's a long time ago.
Yes, yes. And it lies in between. Some people say that it is in the Mediterranean. Some people say it's over by Japan. But I concur with Plato's writings, and I would say it lies between the Strait of Gibraltar, right off, maybe the Azores, in between there, and the Yucatan. In Mexico.
Oh, okay.
And one thing interesting to note, and this is a historical fact, that when the early Europeans would first travel to Mexico, they found that some of the people in the Yucatan, the Indians, spoke the same dialect of the Spanish language as they did in the Basque region.
Huh.
Yes. And they wondered, how could that have been? There have been frescoes or depictions in the ancient Mayans of a huge flood and people fleeing from this island that suffered volcanoes and earthquakes. And you could see them in boats coming to another country, which was Mexico. Very fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. And the Egyptians noted this down about this mythological island, per se. Uh-huh. And they wrote it down. And that's where Plato first discovered it. And it was handed by word of mouth, and he wrote of it. It's a fascinating
history. My husband has a past life, an Egyptian life.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's like, oh, I had a past life, and, you know, and I believe him because everything, he knows a lot about Egyptian and Egyptology, and I just find it fascinating, and he's very intrigued by Atlantis, too, so he knows more than that I'm aware of, but I've heard of it, and I've done research about it, and I know what you're talking about, but a lot of people just don't know it, they just don't care to know it, but... Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued. So before the show ends, I'd like to know more about your book that you have. Now, is this your first book that you have, or is this many of the books that you have
out?
This
is my first book. I write short stories on hauntings and spirits that come to you. And I don't want to reveal the name, but it's a codex series, and the genre is very similar to Game of Thrones. And it focuses on Atlantis, and it goes in depth with, you know, herbs and magic and sorcery, and the huge part of the, well, it's, you know, it's, well, how would I put it? The triumphs, debaucheries, sexual deviations, and the lesson, the eventual societal decay of Atlantis, its relation to the genesis of man, you know, the DNA manipulation from other worlds, and the part that the giants or the Nephilim played in the downfall of Atlantis. The giants were the fallen angels, and they came down, they would rape the earth women. There were other entities from other worlds that were in Atlantis. They were the good guys. The giants were the bad guys. I'm just trying to be. And all of this took place. It was a very complex society. And one thing that they did, they were the original builders of pyramids. And each pyramid, when I was under hypnosis, it was topped with a crystal. And these crystals made contact with other crystals. They used them as their energy source. They would use the sun, solar power, use the crystals, and they would direct energy sources. That was their main source of energy. They were very advanced. And what brought them down in my book was the misuse of the crystals.
Huh.
It caused, they were able to manipulate weather. They were able to bring rain. They were able to bring, well, it was, they didn't want to flood the area. They were able to bring water, you know, fresh water to areas using crystals. They would use mathematics and bring sources of water from the sky. They were able to heal using plants and the heat from the crystals. And there was one ruler, and I'll call him Atla-Ra. That's what I gleaned from my past life regression. And he misused the crystals and the power that was given to him, and he mm-hmm. caused a great cataclysm.
Wow.
It was because of him. Mm-hmm.
And
he was a hybrid. He was part.
So when do you when do you plan on having your book published in?
The book will be out. The book will be out in a month. I'm just tying up with the graphic designer. I'm just tying up, and then what I could do is I will send you my web page along with the book and things of that sort.
Yeah.
So that you can see everything that I've seen. The chronology of what I've seen and what happened there.
Yes, I would love to get your book and see what it, you know, see everything that has happened and read about mm-hmm. it more in depth, and I would love to know more about it. And before I end the show, do you have a social media or your website that you want people to go to?
My website, it's still in process, but I will send you that. That will be done in 1 week. But it gives everything on the book. It gives a paragraph about the giants, what I've seen, how to contact me, and all the other information that you may need.
Okay, awesome. And do you have social media like Facebook or anything?
Not yet.
Okay.
I'm trying to get everything to come together at one time because I don't want to piecework. I just want to make sure that it all comes together, the book, the website, so everybody can have everything at their fingertips.
No, I totally get you. My website isn't revised. It's still there, but I'm revising it so it's much mm-hmm. cleaner and it's able to read more and much nicer. That's what I like about it. But again, I do hope that you're able to come back on the show and share your experience again. I do appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you for allowing me the opportunity to share.
I really appreciated it. And before I let you go, I wanted to say thank you again for telling us your fascinating story of Atlantis and your past life regression that turned into being, you know, more about Atlantis and you discovering about it in your book. What is your book called again?
It's called Codex Mortem.
Codex Mortem, okay. And it's about Atlantis. And again, I want to say thank you for Laura Napper for joining the show today on Enchantment Hour. And I want to say look towards our next show that airs on June 1st, again with Amy Toy. She's an angel practitioner. And until next time, stay focused and appreciate your loved ones. Many blessings to you all, and have a great Monday. Your host with Enchantment Hour, Psychic Medium Antoinette. Again, thank you so much. Have a good day.